A young Montgomery, Alabama pastor named Martin Luther King Jr. took notice. So did a nascent national civil rights movement. The criminal justice system wasn't responsible for Till's death, but it was entirely complicit by ignoring the boy's blood dripping from his two white killers' hands. The injustice lit a protest fuse. A month after the lynching, King stated that Till's death might be considered one of the most brutal and inhumane crimes of the 20th century. Exactly 100 days after the murder, a woman named Rosa Parks boarded a segregated public bus in Montgomery and refused to surrender her seat to a white passenger. A bus boycott, already in its infancy, was fueled by the savagery visited on Till. A year later, the buses were desegregated. The successful boycott was a precursor to sweeping social change. The simple act of Parks refusing to give up her seat on a bus, and the resulting boycott, helped spawn civil rights legislation that would soon outlaw race discrimination in housing and employment. The Civil Rights Act of 1964 and Voting Rights Act of 1965, prohibiting racial discrimination in voting, would follow. The constant factor driving the change toward equality was focused protest.